One of the best moments of the year has got to be that day. You're walking down the stairs, you see that beautiful Christmas tree, and below the Christmas tree, you see a box, and then you see another box, and you're like, oh, that box looks a lot like a Nintendo Switch, an Xbox 360, or dare I say, a Nintendo 64. Yes!
Oh my God!
Now we can rent games from Blockbuster, Keith.
Oh, I can't wait to spend $15 for a weekend. How exciting to rent my favorite games like Mario Tennis.
I'm just sad right now because that Blockbuster reference, I guarantee you somebody's going to be listening to this like, Blockbuster? Well, what's that? But this is going to be a very exciting episode because we're going to be talking about those Christmas gifts. So happy holidays, everybody. It's going to be yours truly, Juan Velez from Puerto Rico, joined by Keith Poshik from London, Ontario.
Hello.
For another exciting episode of A Cast of the Past. And before anybody asks, Keith.
I feel like there's something missing here. I can't put my finger on it.
No, but Keith, I don't know if Ryan told you about this, but he actually got a pretty good gig. He's part-timing with Mr. Chris Kringle. Have you heard about him?
Oh, is that Santa Claus?
Yeah. He puts games up in the cloud. In this case, it's Santa Cloud. See, this is where we need Ryan. He's the
not
balance.
The digital cloud. Yeah.
Yeah.
This goes off the rail badly if it's just us. So expect this in this episode
exactly.
Where we talk about Ryan being an elf and putting things in clouds and Blockbuster and Mario Tennis and all those fun things.
Because why not? And remember that you can expect to see and listen to full-length episodes of our podcast every second Sunday. One Sunday, where you get an extended conversation about a specific topic. And then episodes like this, clearly, they're a little bit looser when it comes to the topic. So right now, we're going to be talking about favorite Christmas gifts. And we're going to be labeling this in two ways. So the first part is going to be the gifts that we got for ourselves because we have money. We have jobs. We are adults. And I think
you might not be able to believe it, but we're adults.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say solid cadult at best. If I wanted to label myself, that's how it would be. Professional cadult.
Professional. I don't know if that's an Urban Dictionary, but I'm not even going to ask Keith. So
I don't think we should look.
That's going to be the first part. And then the second one, the best gift or our favorite gift that we've received. So for everybody watching and listening, don't forget you can send us an email, acastofthepast@gmail.com. Or if you're checking out the YouTube version, first of all, subscribe. Don't forget that. That's very important. And second of all, let us know which is your favorite gift. So Keith, I need to know when you got some of that money. It is in your hands, Keith. You're going to the stores and you're not going out there to buy gifts for a significant other. You wanted to be selfish that day. Get something for yourself. What was that special, that favorite thing that you bought for yourself, man?
You know, you mentioned it earlier, and I think the thing, my favorite selfish gift I've bought for myself is the Nintendo Switch, where it was, spoilers, it wasn't around Christmas time, but it was one of those things, like, you know, when the Switch first came out, it was in very short supply. It was kind of like, hey, there might be one at Best Buy, or there might be one on the other side of town. It was hard to find Switches. So I was kind of on this agreement with myself that if I came across a Switch in a store, I would buy it. I wasn't going to go actively search for it, but if I came across it, I would buy it. So one day I was at work on my lunch break, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to walk over to Best Buy. Because I still go into Best Buys. It's a kind of a rare thing
these days.
Yeah. You know, if we want to talk about this generation's Blockbuster, Best Buy might be a candidate for that pretty soon. But anyway, I go into the Best Buy. There's two Switches left. So being true to my word, I buy it immediately. I pick up that. I pick up Breath of the Wild. I pick up Puyo Puyo Tetris at the same time. And that was a hell of a weekend in my life. So pretty recent, but just my favorite like impulse gift to myself.
You know what's insane? You and I had the exact same scenario with the Switch. I bought mine.
I feel like a lot of people had that, honestly.
No, but going to the point that I also bought it at Best Buy. I also told myself that, hey, if I ever stumbled upon it, I would get it. Not only that, I got Breath of the Wild and I got Puyo Puyo Tetris, dude.
Those were the games to get, though.
Yeah.
Of everything. And those are still two of the best Switch games out there.
But isn't that awesome when as a kid, maybe you thought that you would love to do that, but economically you can make that happen. But as an adult, you're like, hey, guess what? I'm going to get the Switch and I'm going to spend unnecessary amounts of money on games. It's just so
good. Extremely unnecessary amounts, especially in Canada, because Canadian games usually run for like 80, 90 bucks a pop. So put that on top of a Switch. I spent Insane. A lot of money that day.
Just a little bit. And in my case, for the gift that I bought for myself, this was many years ago at EB Games, which is no longer in Puerto Rico. And this happened during December because I believe we already had the Xbox 360 and the PS3 at this time. And I've talked about the fact that the N64 is one of my favorite consoles of all time. And I collect wrestling games, but I had a couple of the PS2 ones, like the SmackDown versus Raw games, but I only had WrestleMania 2000. I had never actually owned No Mercy. I had rented
Still
it a lot.
Still a really good game.
Yeah, those are awesome.
WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah, WrestleMania 2000 is really good, but people always talk about No Mercy, right? So
yeah.
I remember exactly when it was. Yeah, it was PS3, 360 generation, so not that long ago. I'm leaving work, and then I'm going to this EB Games, and they have this buy two, get one free on used games, but they were getting rid of all these N64 games that they had left. And all of a sudden, I see like 9 wrestling games. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This is about to happen. So I
Jackpot.
Bought. Yeah, I bought like Warzone, Attitude, No Mercy, WCW versus NWO, Revenge. I bought WCW Backstage Assault, which, looking back, I don't know why I did that. But I wanted to own more wrestling games. But it's the perfect mix of games that I at some point play growing up, right? But I didn't really have the money. So going back to the Blockbusters, I would rent at a Blockbuster, but I can actually buy them. So as an adult, I'm like, this is the time to redeem myself. And I bought those and I hooked up my old N64. And it was just an awesome experience. You know, this December, I'm time traveling, going back to all these wrestling games, figuring out which still hold up, which are not all that great, which are still awesome. And it's just a great experience, relishing and recognizing and loving the past, but in current times. And with that, my friends, now we're going to talk about what we got. This is what we bought for ourselves. But Keith,
yes.
First of all, what was the age range for the gift that you're about to reveal, if you know? Because I have terrible memory, so...
Judging by what it actually is, I'm going to say 8-ish, 6, 7, 8, that area.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Me, probably it was 1998. So, yeah.
That is very specific.
Oh, boy.
You know exactly when that is.
Huh. I'm wondering how close we are to maybe having the same gift. For context, we have not revealed each other's favorite game. So we don't have it on the Google document here.
Okay, so are we doing games or just gift in general?
Oh, okay, I just kind of spoiled mine.
Yeah, because I'm like, I didn't bring a game because I'm going by the thing. I don't even know why it's my most vivid Christmas memory, but it is. And so I guess this, like I mentioned, I was around 6, 7, 8 years old. Christmas Eve, because my family always opened presents on Christmas Eve. I don't know why it was a thing we did. And I'm going through my gifts, and then all of a sudden I open up a set of VCR tapes, and I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, I don't have a VCR. Why are there tapes under the tree? I don't understand this at all. And then I keep going, and then the last gift that I have to open is a VCR. And
ooh.
It blew my mind, just that, oh my God, I get my own VCR. This is the best Christmas gift ever. I used it. You know what? Maybe shouldn't admit this on a podcast, but I use it to record a lot of old wrestling shows, like the pay-per-views we would get
and
I would record
tapes.
It. So basically, I'm admitting to old piracy, but hey,
dude,
you know
that
what?
That was normal.
Come
that,
after me.
Who didn't do that?
Vince McMahon, if you want to come after 8-year-old me, bring it. But it was just this amazing thing. And then to bring up like the N64 wrestling games, I would use that VCR to like record matches that we would sim in No Mercy between like the created wrestlers that myself and my friends made. And then we basically had our own version of tape trading where we would all like save up, buy the tapes. I would take them, record it, film the, or like take the matches, hand the tape off to my friends. Then we would pass it around and like see the event and then like take the tape back and go through rinse, wash, and repeat. So we had our own like colleague almost way, way before that was a thing through this VCR that I got for Christmas.
Colleague, and just in case, create
it's a wrestler. Created wrestler. Yes. Caw.
Yeah.
Yes. Caw! Not like a bird. It wasn't just a league of birds talking and screaming. But yeah, that's, I would say that's probably my favorite Christmas gift, at least the one that stands out the most for me.
That's awesome, man. And VCRs and VHS tapes, I think that everybody had that period where they would either rent movies, because you're talking about pirating pay-per-views, but I think a lot of people had two VCRs, so they would put one movie in one VCR, but they would hook up that one to another one.
And bam! Then they came out with the VCRs that had just two VHS slots in it and just kind of streamlined the process. They knew what was up.
Exactly, man. So kind of crazy, right? You talk about that nowadays. I don't think companies are as open to doing that. So for me, not only am I going to talk about this, I contemplated being so honest as to I have a picture of set moment that you have not seen.
Oh, no. So, oh, God.
Yeah. So for context, for those listening on the podcast app, I'm going to do this. I'm going to post it on Twitter because
I'm an idiot.
And I'm going to get Keith's live reaction because I'm going to put it on the drive, on the document. Okay, so I have the picture ready. Once again, all it's right. A game that came out in 1998, and I got this with a red handheld called the Game Boy. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Oh, yeah. It probably killed more batteries in my lifetime than anything else I owned.
So the picture that I have is not of the actual moment where I got the gifts, but the picture features everything about it. Oh, boy. So before I say I'm just gonna drag this. Keith, you're looking at the Google Drive document, right?
Yes, I am.
And there's the picture. Scroll down. So it is a red Game Boy Color with Pokemon Red. And in the picture, I'm wearing a Pokemon. This is the definition of the 90s, people.
Oh, my God. Yes. You have to post this on social media. Juan is the most Pokemon'd out here. Like, did you get that shirt at Christmas time as well? Or was that like a pre-existing shirt?
I'm assuming it's a pre-existing shirt because if I remember, I knew of Pokemon before the Pokemon game. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, my memory is a little foggy, I had always known about Pokemon a little bit. I knew about Digimon, but I didn't have the Game Boy and I didn't have the game. So think about that leading up to actually getting my hands on the game. Look at my face. And look, you can see
Boy.
It has a little bit of experience. I put a sticker on it. I think that was a normal thing. But red Game Boy, red Pokemon Red. I mean, can you ask for anything more 90s?
A match made in heaven right there. And if you can get something more 90s, I'd like to pay some attention to that couch in the background and just how.
Dude, everything about this picture, every little thing about the picture, from my terrible bowl haircut to that light in the background, the carpet. Look at the carpet.
Yeah.
Look at the shades, everything.
Are you in a hotel room? Like, looking around the phone there.
I don't know. Probably.
Was it a good hotel? I have so many questions.
Was it the Home Alone hotel? No. But that was mine. And I think for anybody born 98 or anybody that was a gamer 98, 99, you had a Game Boy, you got that game, whether it's Pokemon Red or Blue, you were in for an awesome experience. So Keith, do you think you can top anything past a VCR, VHS, is there anything that piques your interest now as an adult to be like, man, now that I can afford things, now that I can receive things, now that we have, you know, family members, loved ones, do you think that you can cherish and relive and rekindle that excitement that you had as a kid, or is it just kind of gone?
For myself, I would honestly say it's kind of gone, but you know, there is just something special about giving a gift in the holiday season to someone you love. You know, you kind of, anybody that listens a little bit knows what that person wants, and then you just kind of going through the motions of going out and getting it, wrapping it, seeing the look on their face. It's just one of the best feelings in the world. So I still like getting technology. Like, that's always fun for me, just to crack open a new piece of technology, like something that's really high on my gift list this year is a Alexa, because I just want to crack that open and put Alexa through the ringer. I'm sure that I can burn an Alexa, like, just with weird questions and stuff. If anybody can do it, I feel like it's me. But I'm more on the side of just gift giving as I've gotten older. It's just such a nice feeling.
Yeah, same here, man. I think that as you get older, the fact that you can now give gifts to other people, it's like, hey, you know what? What would I love to give for somebody just to get that smile, just to get that reaction, not expecting anything in return, not even a thank you, just like that excitement as a child. I remember a couple of years ago, you know, because I've done a lot of unboxing videos, I have a lot of wrestling stuff. This must have been about 4 years ago. I found out that a coworker had a kid that was a big fan of wrestling, but didn't have any wrestling memorabilia. They're a little short on cash. So I told him, hey, you know, what's his favorite wrestler? It's like Rey Mysterio, all that stuff. And I happened to have a Rey Mysterio mask that I bought
nice.
When I went to Texas. So I made like this Juan box. It was just like a bunch of wrestling stuff, autographs. And I told him, like, look, you don't even need to tell the kid that I gave that to him. Just you know, get it to him. So he actually sent me a video of the kid unboxing the box. And just
isn't
the smile.
The best?
Yeah, dude, like, I'm watching that going like, okay, these onions people, who put the onions in the room? There's nothing to cook right now. But just seeing that reaction and knowing that you had a great moment for another kid's life is great. In my case, something that actually got myself this year is an arcade one-up machine. So I had always dreamt of having a home arcade. And during Black Friday week, it came up, you know, pretty cheap on the GameStop website, free shipping for Puerto Rico. I don't know why, but it arrived and I'm modding it, and the fact that my wife and I can have a retro machine, you know, an actual arcade cabinet in our home office. And it's just like a thing that's saying, we're gamers, we love video games, so what better way to celebrate that with a machine just packed with all of these classic games. So that's it for me, man.
Getting something like that is a very high thing on my list. I'm kind of jealous. I'm not going to lie.
It's right there. It's right there looking at me. It's still not completely done, but
have to get myself a plane ticket and come play it one of these days.
You were supposed to come to Puerto Rico before, man. You got to come to Puerto Rico, Keith.
Hey, you go look at the Canadian-American exchange rate right now, and you know exactly why I haven't come yet.
I know. It ain't cheap, man. It ain't cheap, but folks, I think we had a lot of fun doing this, talking about some of our favorite Christmas gifts that we've gotten for ourselves and that we've gotten from other people. So please let us know, which is your number one favorite Christmas gift? So I know that for some people, it can be a video game. It can be getting a dog. It can be getting a pet. Just so many different things. And we can talk about that on social media. One of the people that responded to the question is actually USC Punk, and he wrote, opening the yellow Prima guide before opening the game for Pokemon Yellow. So think about that. You know, we always talk about the video games, but it's also other accessories, things leading up to the video game that can be pretty fun. So don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can drop a 5-star review. 5 stars!
Five
if you're a fan
stars.
Of wrestling, we're talking Dave Meltzer levels of 5 stars on
yes,
those podcast
RVD-like
apps.
RVD-like frog splash reviews. 5 stars.
Exactly.
Boom. Lights out.
And if you don't like wrestling, this made no sense. But hey, the good thing is we have a plethora of topics.
Or a plethora.
Keith, I said including, so this is where you come in.
Oh, and, so this is where I talk about our available episodes like our recent Home Alone discussion, where I basically prove that Macaulay Culkin is a serial killer. Not Macaulay Culkin, but the Kevin character that he plays.
Please.
I don't know. I know nothing about the man, but the character is a psychopath. We also have episodes like The Matrix, Grand Theft Auto 3. We talk about our favorite Super Nintendo games, talk about Christmas gifts. I feel like everybody that grew up in that era has at least one or two Super Nintendo games that they got as a Christmas gift that just they hold near and dear to their heart. Mine was A Link to the Past. And then to round it out, we have a wrestling episode going back to our wrestling discussion on WrestleMania 14, the one that started the entire Attitude Era. The Austin Era had begun. We talk about it. YouTube.com, Cast of the Past. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You know what? We're everywhere.
Even your bathroom, because you can just download us and we can keep you company while you take a shower. And those are the episodes that are currently available. Coming up, we are ending the year on possibly the lowest note possible. I don't think we can do worse. I mean,
it can only go up in 2019.
Yeah. We almost did Air Bud, though. So we almost did do worse. But on December 30th, we're going to be talking about the Super Mario Brothers movie. Yes, we are reviewing this.
And then, of all the possible Mario content we could have covered, because some of the best games of all time in that franchise, let's start with the movie.
Hey, that was a Sonic great movie idea. Could possibly be worse because that poster's terrible, but Resident Evil 2, we'll be talking about that on January 13th leading up to the release of the RE2 remake. And then on January 27th, get ready because we're going to be talking about The Friend Within Us. Talking about the original Toy Story leading up to Kingdom Hearts 3. So talking about horror games, family movies, and terrible movies. It's a good
in
mix
January,
right now.
In January, we will be definitely going to infinity and maybe even beyond.
On another exciting episode of A Cast.
To the... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Keith, we got a problem here.
We don't have anybody to say past.
So does that mean, Keith, are we stuck in the present?
We are. And not Christmas presents either. Oh, no. Juan, we have to go back.
No. We just got to post this episode on December 25th. And because it never ends, the gifts, they just keep coming, Keith.
That's true. Okay.
And coming.
Coming.
Done.